Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Dream Job Ready podcast. My name's Dane Sharp, I'm your host, and my two guests for this episode have just launched a new startup called Stevie, which is a platform that is promising to offer a new take on job recruitment. Joe Harris is Stevie's CEO, and Peter Nock, an advisor, is a leading figure and non-executive director for organisations across the Australian and international retail industry. Together, with the help of some colleagues, they've built this business during the pandemic and have got Stevie poised to help match talent and businesses at a time where we know the job world needs it most. Joe, congratulations on the launch and going live with Stevie. It must feel good. Tell us about the business and most importantly, why a listener should look it up and sign up.
Awesome. Thanks for having us, Dane. We're pretty pumped, actually. So Stevie is the platform offering a new take on recruitment. We're very excited to say. So it's using a blend of technology and human understanding to match skills and culture fit for talent and businesses. So definitely worth signing up if you fall into either of those categories, looking for new opportunities or a business looking for new team members to come on board.
Yeah, now how does it work? Because obviously, you know, we've gone through a pretty crazy year for the workforce. A lot of people have changed jobs. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, they've lost jobs. So the job seeking side of things is been up there. And as we've seen, certainly in countries like Australia, as we've sort of rebounded back, the hiring has, you know, inflated as well. The recruitment world is not new, but how does this platform fit in, and how is it new to the recruitment industry?
I guess where we sit is we saw there was a bit of a gap in aligning the skills but also the culture fit with making those alignments. So we came on, we decided to build this platform, so it's a tech platform essentially, but it's asking all the right questions to allow people to tell their stories and ensure we are getting those skills and culture that fit before we actually put people in positions. It's a blend of the two.
And Peter, if I could throw to you, because I know a big part of the focus has been retail, because that was originally one of the industries that I guess was rocked the hardest, early in 2020 when really the pandemic kicked in. Your experience is diverse and very deep and broad in retail. How do you see, I guess, this platform benefiting as much the talent and the job seeker as it does, I guess, the businesses that are looking to hire and find, most importantly, the right people that fit their business?
Yeah, thanks, Dane. And again, thanks for the opportunity, because it's now May 2021. So it was a little over a year ago where, you know, we were sitting around basically terrified, literally terrified. And then the idea for Stevie developed out of that incredible period where retail went literally through the floor, and then within a month it went literally through the ceiling. And, you know, we're all scrambling to understand how to deal with all of this, and is it going to continue? None of us could see the future. None of us could see through the smoke, you know, to the edge to be able to understand what's happening. So Stevie was sort of born out of that time, and it was really the idea of, you know, what is it about our industry we just want to fix? We're going through this tumultuous time, but, you know, what's the biggest issue we've got to deal with, the biggest bugbear that we have? you know, and how can we deal with it? And it was that brainstorming in that tumultuous time that actually formed the basis of the whole idea and then how to move forward with it. That was a really exciting part to understand, you know, the level of attitude and aptitude of all of those retailers going through all of those things and trying to keep their own businesses motivated and led and pumped as well, just to come up with something totally different to deal with a real world problem.
Mm.
Now, I've talked about Stevie, I guess, without talking about Stevie on the podcast before. Back in episode 23, I had Alita and Nat from MI Academy on the show, and we were talking about a stack of things, including their hack games, which I guess in a roundabout way was the, for use of a better term, the birthplace of Stevie to some degree, and it's obviously evolved big time since then. You know, one of the core parts of the whole thing forever has been, I guess, that identifying the culture fit. And some of the stuff you just talked about there, Peter, around, I guess, the complexities of working through this for all businesses and, you know, motivation and things like stress and depression and, you know, I guess even just down to the actual detail of customer service and without really knowing what's going on in the real world, how do you keep a smiling face and a happy face, you know, at business as well? Joe, just talk to me about, I guess, the importance of the cultural fit in kind of that talent and hiring sync and really how Stevie's going to address that.
Mm. Cultural fit is so important because it really does determine if the skills are actually used to their, you know, full capability, I think, within a team. So someone can have the right skills that you're looking for, but are they immersing themselves within a team, communicating effectively, and really maximizing their position within a company? So the only way you get to know that is by really getting to know the person before you hire them. And that was something that we isolated in the beginning, that traditional CVs and cover letters were very hard for people to get their story across as to who they are and how they could add value. So what we devised within Stevie was some unique profiling. So the ability for a talent or someone looking for work to create a personal profile about themselves where we dig a little bit deeper. So we want to know their past experience, their work preferences, their goals, their passions, their values, what workplaces they thrive in, more information about how they actually work and the workplaces they enjoy. And on the flip side, we want to develop profiles for our businesses. We want to know, well, what culture do they have within, you know, their business? You know, what is their workplace like? What values do they have and look for within their team? So by digging deeper to understand both the businesses, their requirements, and also the talent and their preferences, we're able to make those matches, more intelligent matching from the start, I guess. A lot of this is done on the after the hiring process. I mean, we've seen great platforms like Culture Amp that do, you know, have great initiatives on improving culture, you know, for current teams. But we personally feel that a lot can be done before the hiring is actually done, just to make sure that you've got that right fit coming in for the business.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. And I think that's why a lot of those early partners came on board, and they got really excited about just understanding that. They were really happy to give us their programs and all their learning materials, but it was that culture, getting them just culturified for those retailers in the first place. That was a really exciting part for a lot of that early feedback.
Yeah, and I think feedback loops and being able to share insights with people, especially talent looking for work, being able to give them the ability to see what skills are needed and upskilling them within our platform is really important as well, because that is something that is lacking with current job boards and recruiters. People often don't get the feedback. And if you don't get the feedback and insights, well, you don't know where to start with maybe some skills needed to upskill. Why you missed out on a job? Is there anything you could do to improve your position for next time? So we wanted to build a community, basically. basically where we are encouraging everyone within it to excel. So as Peter touched on, we have built in a training platform for our talent, and we've aligned with some phenomenal partners who are, you know, 100% behind what we're doing. So we're bringing in some training modules that are specific to the retail industry, just to make sure that we give opportunities for talent to upskill as well.
Which businesses and partners, I guess, are working with Stevie already?
Well, I should give my first shout out to Ship It, because they were the very first ones to come on board. For Will and Rob, for seeing the value in what we're doing. We have Afterpay, Trustpilot, Deputy, Shopify. I'm leaving people out, I'm sure.
And Adore Beauty.
Oh, yeah. So we've also got our fabulous retailers that have come on board. So Adore Beauty and Baird Footwear, and Rolly Nation as well. We're helping them out with some recruiting. So in the early days of launching, it was really a matter of explaining our story and our goals to people around us and bringing them along for the ride.
And I think there'd been understanding as well of I guess, you know, the forced kind of seclusion and working from home, and I guess the digital separation that a lot of people had to have had to endure in the last year has almost knocked another block of that sort of personal element in the hiring process off. So where you may have, you know, hopefully had the chance to at least meet a recruiter or meet a HR person or get into the interview process, now that's all done, pretty much been done from a screen. So someone's had to address this, and it's important that, you know, I guess we kind of personalise that experience as much as it can while it's still very 2D at the moment.
Yeah, it's so important. I mean, people are even struggling to get cut through with recruiters to get phone calls back. You know, it's harder. The demand is there. There are people looking for jobs, and it is harder, and it is quite discouraging at times if you are looking for work to hear crickets back when you apply for a job or reach out to a recruiter. So that is really important. So, yeah, I think bringing in and having that fabulous combination of tech where people can take ownership and create their profiles to start sharing their story, but it is important to have that human contact as well to allow them to share the extras that come up easier, I guess, with that face-to-face or virtual face-to-face with what we're doing.
Yeah.
To get to hear their story.
It definitely addresses the, I think, the way of the future, because we aren't going back to a lot of those ways of employing or understanding things. You know, we've moved so far and so fast, we can just see so many more efficient ways now. Mm. But I think the key thing is really getting that cultural fit right, which is just the basis of Stevie, really. That's that human understanding, utilising AR and all the machine learning elements and bringing all of that together. But it's still, that's the USP in it all, let alone the way that the business started, because, you know, we just naturally think like retailers. Mm. We just naturally know the sort of services and that service-minded experience that's needed. So combining all of that and getting it out there in that interview process and educating both sides that that's what we're about and that's what they should be looking at, that's the big leap forward, really, in recruitment that we serve.
Yeah, and the challenge is also making sure we acknowledge and, you know, validate those transferable skills that because a lot of people had a huge, you know, I guess, check in with their priorities last year and where they want to go. And some people have, you know, completely changed direction in careers and decided there's more to life than what they're doing. And if on a CV you have a particular pathway, but allowing people the opportunity and ways in which we can grab those transferable skills and show where the value is for someone who's wanting to create a new career pathway is really important. So this is where the technology can come in to assist us with that, making the right matches, but also that human element as well in hearing and then therefore being able to advocate for
totally.
In the community.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for the talent and I guess for the listener that is job seeking at the moment, you know, that everyone's heard that phrase, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And you know, there's parts of that are true, but it's also the other way around. You've got to know your stuff as well. But, you know, having a connection with someone is always going to help in the overarching process, whether you know them super, super well and they've seen your work before, or whether you've you know, just had the opportunity to meet. So I think, you know, joining a platform like this, you want to commit to it, and you want to, I suppose, allow Stevie to know you as much as you can, because that's only going to put the right foot forward. Now, Peter, I'd love to know, you know, you're involved with a stack of different organisations. Those organisations work with companies, big, small, and the other. How important is team and people when it comes down to it? You know, you've invested in businesses. You've probably seen many win and many fail. Like, when it comes down to it, how important is team and people?
I think it's probably everything, because, you know, you need to be the same way at work as you are at home. You can't have two different personalities. You can't split those things. So what that means is you've really got to enjoy yourself at work, or else what's the converse of that? Well, your home life suffers.
Yeah.
So I think one of the advantages that last year has given us has just that opportunity just to sit back and understand the license that we've been given to look at things differently, look at ourselves differently, look at our teams and workplaces, colleagues, as well as our personal lives differently, and just take that forward into the future. I think one of the early lessons that I did learn was really seeking to understand. And that's a big step forward. And once you can do that with people in your close teams and then the broader teams that you work with, that really does help you just move forward quite dramatically, actually, because as long as you're genuine about that, you've got to be naturally curious and all of those things, but that'll help you to really understand team dynamics and help the whole team develop. Effectively mentoring people as you go along. You know, you do that at home all the time with kids and family and your broader relatives. You just do the same things at work, and it's that understanding of, you know, how can I help somebody else succeed? That helps you move along as well.
And how much more do you get out of people as well when someone's actually asked their opinion because that it's wanted? As opposed to ticking a box, it's like, oh, I'm meant to be going and doing all of this, you know, asking everyone else how they're feeling. But, you know, there are studies done on, you know, the amount of, you know, how much more people will put into a job if they actually feel that they're relevant and they're appreciated and that they're giving something back. So if you don't ask, you're missing out on so many opportunities. And on the flip side, people will be so much more engaged with your brand if they really feel part of it, I feel.
Just I think some of the biggest team leaps forward that I've seen is where people just ask, you know, what is your ambition? You get the opportunity to choose your own ambition. Don't let somebody else do it for you. So what does that mean? Well, what would you do differently if you're in my position? They're the sort of questions that you ask, and where you've got a real problem on the table that you're working through. Well, guys, you know, what is it? What actually is it that we can do differently? You know, whatever crazy idea you've got out there, we've seen all of these things before, and we're really keen for ideas.
That's gold. Now, look, you mentioned crazy idea at the end, so if I could just riff off that a little bit. Launching a business in a pandemic to some people may seem crazy. To many, it'll probably make them millionaires and billionaires. There's going to be some amazing companies that come out of the last year out of necessity and also just creativity. But look, let's jump back. You guys both seem pretty chill right now. It might be the benefits of being live. Maybe a little bit more than the last time we spoke a few months back. But look, you've got diverse people working with, some of which I believe still haven't actually met in person because of the pandemic that has been. Joe, like, what's it been like for the last year, I guess, year and a bit now? You know, give some of your team members a shout out. Confirm if that's right. Some people still haven't met in person, yeah?
No, we haven't. Well, Peter and I have, but a while ago now, Peter's based in Sydney and myself Melbourne. So, yeah, the team is split with Sydney and Melbourne, so we just haven't had the luxury of meeting each other yet.
How have you achieved it then? Like, because that's a challenge in itself, right? Like, especially a new company where people are everything because you don't have a product or a purpose even from day one. You have to build that together.
Do you know what? There's a case study in itself of how the hell we've even got this far, to be honest with you. Because it was, look, I've been involved in a startup before, you know, when I did start my own company with my sister, and this is a completely, you know, this is not a conventional way in which a startup happens. Usually startups are with, you know, an individual or family or friends that come up with an idea, or at least colleagues have a great idea and the motivation there and the time to kind of commit to it. We were a bit different because we were all strangers that met during an event. Came up with this great idea, then the event finished. I couldn't quite let that go because I saw this incredible opportunity to do something great, and so put the feelers out there for the original team members to see who was keen to come along for the ride. So it was almost like everyone had a bit of a wild card to a startup, so we kind of started a bit behind usual because we didn't know each other. So we had to get to know each other a bit more, but all virtually as well. So, you know, what were the demands outside of work? You know, who was working? What were the hours like? You know, what was going on within family? I mean, half of us had, you know, the deep, dark lockdown of Melbourne last year and homeschooling and all these kind of things thrown at us. So it was hugely challenging. We've succeeded in launching a business, so obviously we've been successful to get to this point, Peter, but some days I wonder how on earth we've done it. But I guess in the beginning we had some phenomenal members of our team who helped contribute to the original idea. It has evolved a bit since because we have done some extensive research of our customers to make sure we were on the right track. But it has been a very unique process in all of this, and a lot of people have been involved, and it's encouraging to see all those that have touched Stevie along the way are incredibly encouraging now to see what we've been able to achieve. So I couldn't have done it without everyone who's played a part.
Yes, the feedback from everybody so far is, how did you get this far? I mean, when you think about it, it's a bunch of retailers spread across a few different states and countries effectively, you know, came up with the original idea and then that team developed it a certain way, but essentially nobody has met. None of us have actually met physically. It's just been all over screens totally. And seeing Joe, you know, many late nights without makeup on. I mean, you really get to understand the passion that people have to help advance a project.
I don't know if you'll be able to. I don't know if you'll be able to frame it or if it'll be a tangible thing. But I'd imagine just some of those perks and kind of laughs really is what kind of drives a culture to some degree. Will actually, you know, intertwine and actually build the culture of Stevie, and then as a byproduct of that, I think help the platform and help Stevie understand the importance of culture and the intricacies of that for talent from there. Like, I don't know how you'll ever, you know, identify that or physically see that come through, but to that point, you know, I guess only meeting each other and learning about each other and I guess getting to know each other in the digital world, but then yet building a platform that is going to, in part, you know, pride itself on doing that for talent.
And making, bring people into a team, making them feel like part of something when you can't meet physically is a challenge because so much, you know, is gained from those spur of the moment interactions where you get to have a laugh and it's not all around an agenda or a calendar invite of a meeting and these types of things. So, there is, we certainly do have a new respect for it all, don't we, Peter?
Yeah, it's a good point that you make, though, about the culture and the way things start off because, you know, moving forward, some of the companies that we're working with and certainly some of the talent that's registering on the site now, they will possibly never meet their employer physically. Depending on where they are in the world or the country, it may be the exception rather than the rule going forward. So
100%. We've got a fabulous talent that is, she's an Aussie, but she's based in Berlin. And she's a phenomenal copywriter. And, I mean, you know, so she's across the other side of the world. Yes, there's some challenges around, around time zones, but, I mean, she's got an incredible background and skill set and she's just a lovely person. So, you know, to be able to tap into a network such as that, where you, for those companies are happy to look outside the square a little bit and not just look at hiring people on your front door, there are so many opportunities out there for businesses that are willing to think outside the square a little bit.
Yeah, and yeah, the opportunity for a platform like Stevie, you know, beyond I guess what a, you know, a manual labor type recruiter will be able to do to find, you know, said right fit or said person that may be, you know, an hour away from that company's office or 10 hours away or in a completely different country or whatever is huge, you know, because that all of a sudden, you know, it starts allowing people to put down jobs that at the moment are just, oh my goodness, I'd love to work for that company one day, but it's so unattainable. To being attainable, which is huge, right?
Yeah, it is. But it's really getting an understanding. I mean, you know, what we do with our brands that we're working for is by really getting a great understanding of their culture and their business and what their goals are. We can better understand which roles do need to be physical, actually there, and the ones that can be remote. But it's more around finding the right people. Therefore, you know, whether they're remote or not, we can kind of find those best fits, which is important. Because it won't work for every role. I completely understand that. But it's having that really good understanding of where it is appropriate and making sure that you're maximising that when possible.
Yeah, and I think all of these things are going to play out over the next 12 months because we're just learning so much. And I think we're already starting to be at risk of missing some of those learnings. And, you know, some of us have already tipped back to the way we used to do things without actually taking that leap forward and really stepping up there and taking forward those learnings. So some of that will play out, I think, and it'll just be really interesting to see where we do end up, where that sort of balance.
To either of you guys, what feedback and I guess, you know, customer data is coming in from those people, those job seekers that have joined Stevie already?
Oh, Joe, talk about the talent and how excited they are.
Yeah, look, the talent, I'm really loving the conversations I'm getting to have with talent that's registering on our site. It's a little bit sad to say, but a lot of them are actually thrilled that they get a call from me, which is a sad state of affairs that, you know, that people aren't even getting callbacks. And thanks for registering. So I'm getting some really good feedback from talent. They're loving that, I guess, we are a little bit different in that they do get a chance to tell their story and develop a profile. They get to share more information about themselves and really share why they would add value to a company and the key areas in which they can do this. So that has been huge positive feedback from us, you know, from our talent's point of view. They're able to register as either freelance, you know, or seeking permanent positions. We've got that flexibility for them. We also ask around work preferences, which people are loving. So if they are caring, you know, for children or others at home and have, you know, specific work hours they need, they can obviously isolate and specify that within the site as well. So I guess more of the being able to explain a bit more of their story and where they come from and where they can add value is really quite exciting for talent. And look, there's a lot of people out there that are just, look, they would be a fabulous asset to a lot of businesses. They just need the opportunity to get a foot in the door, which we want to help out with.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, I'd encourage the listener to treat this as a complimentary you know, opportunity or platform. Mm. This isn't, I know you guys aren't out there to kill the recruitment industry and all that kind of stuff. And I think even, you know, people are different. Some people have had amazing experiences with recruiters and had great opportunities come forth. Others I know that I've spoken to haven't. So I think this isn't, it's not a one shop, you know, one stop fit shop. Is that the right term? I don't even know. But it's not, you know, it's not for the person that hasn't used a recruiter or those that have used it plenty. It's for everyone, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're quite different, and I think from people that sign in and start developing their profile, they really get an understanding of why we are different. And you're right, recruiters, there are some incredible recruiters doing some really good stuff in this space. So there's certainly, you know, there's opportunities where we would complement.
When I sort of reflect on what we've achieved and what the team has achieved and why people sort of giving that sense of excitement, I think most people have just come up through e-commerce and we just understand naturally what it takes. And so you already have that different level of thinking and ability that's there. And so the ability to see something different, let alone go and do it and execute it, that's some of that excitement is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and you know, credit to you guys for onboarding already some great organisations. I know people that are at Afterpay. I know people that are at Shopify. I know Slack. Saw Slack on your website as well. So great companies already. Probably a great nod for anyone that's listening to get into it early before too many people come on as well. Like, you know, take the opportunity to kind of meet some of these opportunities and companies before everyone else, which is great. But hey, Joe, congratulations. You know, CEO. That's huge. I know it's been a mission to get here and it's only just getting started. So I'm excited for you and Peter, you know, obviously you've been a great voice for Joe and the team along the way, but also probably I imagine you've learned a few things, you know, despite your extensive history as well, mate.
Oh, totally. It's been an amazing ride, amazing learning experience, which I'm incredibly grateful for.
Guys, thanks for joining the podcast, hirestevie.com.au. Encourage everyone to check it out, get on there and get hiring. Go get a good job. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dane.
Thanks, Dane.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.